This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to The Daily Practice, my friends. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to an entire week dedicated to the practice of journaling. Journaling is absolutely a self-care practice that can change your lives. It can help us in so many ways. First of all, it's a dedicated moment just for you every day, a moment when no one else is bothering you, where you don't have to show up for other people in any way, where it's just you, maybe a cup of tea, your journal, and your pen, and you just get to put all of your thoughts or fears or worries, insecurities, everything you're excited and hopeful about, everything moving inside of you. You just have that beautiful outlet to process and put it down on paper. It is a magical practice. And the more we do it, the more disciplined we are about it, the deeper it can actually help support us in our lives, and the more it can be transformational as well. So we are returning to our notebooks and to our journaling every single day this week. Yesterday, you got to identify when in the day is best for you to actually sit down and journal. If it's right at the beginning of the day, in the morning as you wake up, or maybe you have a moment to yourself at lunchtime or in the afternoon, perhaps it's something that's really easy for you to do right before you go to bed. But identify that time and that place, maybe even, so you have that little moment that you can return to and you know it's coming at the same time every day. And then every day this week, I'm going to be giving you a new journaling prompt to take you to a new area of your life. Yesterday, we journaled on our feelings, very simple, just how we are feeling in this moment. And today, I want to get a little bit more specific and guide us a little bit more in our journaling session. Our prompt today is, something I am struggling with right now is... Something I am struggling with right now is. You might have tons of things that you are moving through that feel really challenging and hard. You might have to think really hard to actually arrive at something that feels like a struggle. Trust that the moment you put pen to paper, those feelings and those thoughts are going to flow. And sometimes we have to start by just writing things down. Maybe I don't know what to write actually, or things have been really good lately, or I don't know if I have a big struggle in my life. And after a while, after a few minutes of journaling, things start to open up and we're able to actually arrive at the real, true answer to that question. And sometimes we just sit down and those words just flow right away. So give yourself some time, be patient as you journal. And write really truthfully and honestly about that thing that is difficult for you in your life right now. Remember, you're not showing this to anyone unless you want to, of course. This is your private thoughts just for you. Absolutely a safe space for you to write about everything you want to say. Perhaps you write things down you've been wanting to tell someone, but you don't actually have the ability to tell it to their face. Or you write all those difficult feelings down that you don't know what to do with. Or you problem solve, or you brainstorm a little bit about this thing that's going on. Just write about that thing that you're struggling with right now without having to arrive at a resolution or healing or any end destination at all. You're just writing to process. So what is that thing that's a struggle in your life in this moment? That's where we are journaling today. Thank you so much for journaling with me today. I so love returning to my notebook every day, knowing so many of you out there are doing the same thing. I'll be back with a new prompt tomorrow.